Hey y'all, you're listening to
Life's a Witch,
and so are you, with your hosts, Mystic Dylan,
and Regular Ivy.
Not medium, not large,
just regular.
It's been a minute, we miss you.
I miss recording.
I miss recording too. I miss our laughs. There's probably gonna be, I don't know. We're not gonna laugh at all. This is very serious.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast is dedicated to the ethics of witchcraft and living as a witch. There is no room for humor.
No humor.
As you may or may not know, even though the podcast is called Life's a Witch, we follow the tarot, which I guess is in line with witchcraft.
Yeah, you know, like divination, yeah, witchcraft. Yeah.
We
just needed a guide.
We needed a guide, so we're going through the tarot cards, and today's tarot card is the Hangman. Oh my
god. So, happy Pride Month!
Happy Pride Month!
Happy Pride Month, everyone. Dylan has the Hangman on his mind.
The Hanged Man.
The Hanged Man.
Ivy, if you want to do the honors.
Yes, I do want to do the honors. And I also did put my phone down right after I found the description. Okay. The Hanged Man. Though the Hanged Man is swinging upside down, the serenity of his expression seems to communicate that he's doing this on his own free will. The Hanged Man understands the value of self-sacrifice. One must take a step backwards to move ahead.
Ooh. So, as you can see, this is a card about sacrifice.
Uh-huh.
The idea is that, wow, I don't know why we're all the idea is that as we move forward, sometimes we can't bring everything with us. There's things we have to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like that idea. Like, I've never really seen the Hangman as someone who, I mean, I don't think he's necessarily hanging on his own accord, but I also see it as like whatever punishment he's facing, he was anticipating that punishment. Like, he did what he had to do knowing that he would face those consequences.
Right. And sometimes, like, it doesn't even necessarily mean the consequences are just. And that's something that, like, I think as we're moving into Pride Month, to me, sometimes the Hanged Man, I think we can call to it as kind of that, like, journey of coming out, you know? Like, sometimes we face completely unfair consequences for opening up about who we are to other people. Consequences that are extreme and unnecessary and unkind.
Why you gotta make everything gay?
It's Pride Month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. It's time to be gay.
Whoa.
Wait. I only get to be gay 1 month out of the year.
Wait. Ivy, there's something I have to tell you.
What?
I'm gay. Wow.
Really?
Thank you.
Wow, I never would have guessed.
I know it's hard.
After months of knowing you, who would have known?
Who would have known? Hasn't been a year, I think. Because I met you. Did I meet you in June when we had blue walls?
Oh my god,
I was gonna say blue balls.
Blue balls. When we had blue balls. Yeah, it's been almost a year since we've met.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
It's so awesome. And if you don't know, we are recording from the Old World Emporium.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivy, since last we've recorded, Ivy, she's reader, but she is also our assistant manager.
Thank you.
At the Old World Emporium.
I also just call myself the manager.
Well, I guess. Yeah, because I guess you are the manager. Yeah. I don't know who the assistant would... I am? No, I'm the owner.
You're the owner.
I'm the owner.
I am.
You're the manager.
And my assistant manager is Cortez, pirate effigy that we have in the room with us right now.
Do you have a voice for Cortez?
I don't have a voice for Cortez because he's asleep all the time.
Oh, that's true. If you've ever come into the shop, many of you might have been scared by Cortez. He hides in different places. He's our life-size pirate.
Yeah.
Who looks like he's sleeping and modeling, but also looks like he's smelling his armpit.
He does, yeah, and he is getting a good whiff of it.
Right now, as we stare at him.
If you scroll far enough back through our Instagram, you'll see a picture of him.
You'll see him. But getting back on topic, you know.
Yes.
Sacrifice and pride. We are in Pride Month, and I think that before we go into the land of the gay.
Oh, I'm in it.
Well, I know. Full force. I do want to talk about, like, I think a lot of people have misconceptions about what sacrifice is.
It's true.
Yeah. And whether it be with animals, whether it be in spirituality, things like that. One of the things that I read, or I remember, I think in one of my decks, was that the hangman was very similar to, like, Odin, who, in order to gain the wisdom of the runes, mm-hmm. he hung upside down. He was suspended from a tree for, like, 3 days or something.
Yeah.
And I always kind of think of that, and I think it's like, there's, to me, sacrifice is not necessarily giving something else. I also think it's putting in work that is required to achieve something.
Yeah, sacrifice can be anything. Sacrifice can be time.
You know? And sacrifice is to make something sacred.
Like, I want to be sleeping, but I'm here.
Oh, wow.
Sacrifice because I love this podcast.
The door's that way, Ivy.
And that's when Dylan starts doing it by himself.
And I'd rather be wearing Crocs, but I'm wearing boots today.
That's just because you left your Crocs at home.
You know, like, you know, we make sacrifices every day.
We do.
I clearly, it's not, I can't wear jammies every day.
We have to dress like real people for the most part.
And so, yeah, that's the sacrifice that I make daily.
Yeah.
You know, I think we all make sacrifices in our day to day.
I love my job completely, but also, like, for a lot of people, going to work is a sacrifice to have security.
Yep.
You know, there's a sacrifice, and then there's an outcome from that sacrifice. You can call it an exchange, but at the end of the day, you still want that time. Mm-hmm. You know, that time
and
is
there's still
precious.
Something that's either given up or changing.
Mm-hmm. And it's oftentimes something you still care about.
Yes. And I would dare to say, like, here's what I've noticed more and more. I think the sacrifice is, like, I think, yes, the sacrifice is the day-to-day for financial security.
Mm-hmm.
But I just did a reading the other day, and I'm seeing more and more people that are afraid to make the sacrifice of removing that mundane to achieve what they want, you know? So people are stuck in the stability.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say they have this routine job.
Mm-hmm.
They stick with that for fear that they'll achieve something else or they'll do what they want.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm a huge perpetrator of that.
Oh, absolutely. You're like, I know this is where I'm safe, my comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that part of the sacrifice, too, is being able to give that up.
I had a full breakdown before I, like, officially switched over to just doing this before I quit my other job.
Really? Thanks for telling me. I thought we were friends.
Yeah. Well, you were around for it.
Wow. So you're just telling everyone on here, but you're not telling me?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, you're right in front of me, Dylan. So I'm telling you and also a general public.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hard transition, though, to, like, accept that, like, you're allowed to do better under your own control than under someone else's control that is consistent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, like, I think it's that fear of leadership, too.
Oh, for sure. You know?
And I will say, like, not to put me on blast, but, like, I think the hardest thing here, like, example with the shop is, like, when I was doing readings on my own and doing stuff on my own, I didn't have to cater to anyone.
Right.
It was just myself.
Right.
Now I think because I'm constantly in, like, talking to people and engaging, there is that fear of, like, I think pleasing the customer.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, wanting to be liked and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's very interesting. I feel like I'm more of a hard ass and I'm more able to be myself when it's one-on-one with clients.
Right.
And I'm more direct. But then when it's multiple people coming to a shop, it's things like that. I think there's this weird persona of, like,
you know, I totally agree, but I also think it's one of those things that we do out of necessity anyways, because it's like, I've got my grocery store persona, you know?
What is your grocery store persona?
Oh, she is middle-aged. She works a 9-to-5. 2.5 kids. Husband. 2.5. On the verge of divorce.
There we go.
And I just go in there with the energy of someone who's getting, planning a divorce, but is really happy about it.
Wow.
Yeah. But we all have our moments, you know? Yeah. Like, we have different personas we have to maintain for different social situations to not...
And this doesn't mean we're fake. Stir shit up. I am a nice person.
You, the listener, also do this.
Yes, that's right, listener.
Everyone has personas for their social moments, you know? Very few of us are unable to have those persona shifts.
Yes, I need a grocery store persona, though.
He's
a Mormon.
Your grocery store persona is Mormon?
Yes.
Start spreading that word.
I'm going to. So, and then I think when it comes to sacrifice, it's like, just going off the wisdom of the card, it's not being afraid to give things up. It's not being afraid to change.
Right. You know? It still acknowledges the sacrifice, but there's a comfort with that card.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, like the description said, there's, like, sort of a knowing aspect to the expression of the hanged man.
Yes.
In that picture.
And I think the sacrifice isn't for long when right. you look at him. He's suspended, but it's not like all the blood is rushing to his head and he's about to die.
Right.
You know? I think there's he's like, I'm gonna endure this.
Mm-hmm. It's a test. It's an endurance test.
Absolutely. And then this is kind of pivot while it's on the subject, is that, you know, in witchcraft, mm-hmm. You see a lot of, like, sacrifice. Maybe this spell requires a sacrifice, or you read something and this ritual requires a sacrifice. And, you know, I just want to clear the air, like, when people are like, oh, do you sacrifice animals? No, you know, and the way that I have always been taught, when it comes to animals, when it comes to using animals, things like that, it is not the killing of. Mm-hmm. It is that in bones and zoological items, in curio, the idea for the majority of people who practice witchcraft practice something called animism, mm-hmm. which is the idea that everything has a spirit, yeah. okay? So the bones contain the energy and the ether and the force of the spirit that once encased or resided within mm-hmm. that bone, you know? So when you don't have to slaughter an animal. Another thing, too, is that, like, when you hear about these animal sacrifices in history, also know that that was their food, okay? So yeah. there's an ongoing joke that it's like you would worship whatever deity based on what you wanted for dinner. So
right.
if Hades, Hades, his sacrificial animal mm-hmm. was, like, a black pig, and then, like, for Zeus, it was the bull. So you would say, do I want steak or do I want pork chops?
Right.
You know? And that was pretty much how you guaranteed. And while, yes, they did these offerings, every part of the animal was utilized. And it was also a way of cultivation. And it was a way of dispersing right. food.
I think that desire to kind of, like, make fun of how, like, oh, how wild animal sacrifice is also comes with, like, a certain level of ignorance in that idea that they would just put it to waste. It's like, no, we put a ton to waste.
Yes, like, absolutely.
We now are so wasteful. But at that period, like, in periods where animal sacrifice, and even in places now where animal sacrifice is more common, it's so unlikely that an animal corpse is put to waste, even if it comes down to that animal, like, for some, like, chicken usage.
Mm-hmm.
If that animal is becoming fertilizer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
there's a level of inconsideration when it comes down to that practice of making fun of other cultures. It's like, Well, girl, look at you.
Yeah. and a lot of Christians and Catholics are like, oh, sacrifice. But it's like, in the Bible, they do animal sacrifice all the time.
Literally, you know? All the time. One of the stories that's carved into my brain is yeah. an animal sacrifice story. And yeah. a child sacrifice yes. story, as I so recall.
Precisely. And, you know, the stuff that was burned or was, like, burned up for the gods, mm-hmm. it was always the hooves or things that were either unedible
yeah.
or not being able to be used.
Or like a small but nice piece of meat from an individual's plate
right.
that they select for their spiritual practice mm-hmm. to give up, you know?
Precisely. You know, and then I'm not even going to, you know, entertain the idea of like, obviously, which is to not sacrifice babies or children.
It's too expensive.
It's too expensive. It's too expensive. You know what? And honestly, it's just the jail time.
Yeah, the jail time's ridiculous. It's really not worth it. I simply don't have the budget for another breakout.
I don't. I mean,
I'm not doing another sewer crawl.
I almost got caught when Timmy got missing, and yeah. I was just like, ah.
When me and Andy Dreyfus ended up on the beach together, I think that was like the last round.
There we go.
For this bitch.
You know. That's pretty much, I think I kind of just wanted to touch on that just so people aren't like, I can't practice witchcraft because animal sacrifice.
Oh, no.
And then, you know, if you don't feel comfortable using bones or anything like that, bloodstone is a good replacement for all animal.
You can use herbs.
Yeah, you can use
the items that you assume
and
the animal
burn
eats.
Incense. Like, that is a good offering.
Incense is a fantastic offering.
It really is.
I don't know if there's like a spiritual practice.
No, they call it food of the gods.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, have some incense.
Precisely. And I guess now we'll transfer back to, what's that thing? Oh, Pride.
Pride month. What's that thing?
That thing.
Oh my god. yeah, no, you wanted to do the transition, so
yeah.
Take it away, Dylan.
No, I thought...
thought that I was going to do the transition that you introduced.
Yes.
That we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes,
sure.
Please.
Okay,
please,
so.
Ivy, get back to Pride.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month, y'all. And if you're not part of that umbrella, happy ally. And if you're not an ally, then don't fucking listen to us. What are you doing?
I don't know how you've been listening to like a gay dude and a lesbian.
Wait, I'm gay?
You just came out to me earlier.
Wait, you're a lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you have been listening this whole time, surprise!
Surprise. Pride Month is, one, phenomenal. It's a great time to respect the... Ooh, I dropped my pen that I've been playing with, so I'm going to put
Look
that
at
to
her
the side.
Making noises,
I can't
y'all.
Help it. I really have to have something in my hand at all times.
I have something to put in your...
I hate you. okay, what were we talking about earlier? Okay, yeah, back to kind of, like, the sacrifice aspect of, like, Pride Month, you know? And, like, what it is to be part of this community and the sacrifices we make to literally, unabashedly live as ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that ranges person to person. Bless you who have loving and accepting families, and bless those families as well, because that is...
My mom.
That is fantastic.
Mom, Dad.
Right? It's so exciting when we have people around us who truly understand. And also for those of us that are closeted or out that don't necessarily have those understanding people, you are making that sacrifice
mm-hmm.
to be yourself, you know? Like, this is part of what Pride Month is truly about. It is that struggle. Pride Month is a representation of our historical struggles as a completely marginalized group of people who have had to live in secret. You know, it's the month where we really present ourselves as no longer being secretive, like regardless of how out we are the rest of the year, you know, it's the all eyes on us moment. And
yeah.
It's lovely, you know, and it can also be a time that incites rage and upset from people who don't necessarily like us, people who are upset by our love of ourselves, our honesty with ourselves in those moments. And if you don't consider being out a practice of self-love, I do want you to know you're wrong. Like,
yeah.
It is. Like, being out, even if you have accepting friends and family, being out and proud is still hard. It's still a practice, you know. It's a daily thing for literally everyone to just live as who they are internally and not have to mask up and put on their grocery store moment, mm-hmm. you know, to
absolutely
to survive. It's beautiful. And if you're still in the closet right now too, just keep in mind that you're doing what you need to do to get by. That too is a sacrifice, you know. Yeah. You're making your sacrifices for survival, and you're loved and you're thought of, you mm-hmm. know. This month isn't just for people who are out, it's for
everyone
who isn't too, because that's what historically we've been fighting for.
Absolutely, like, absolutely. And it is weird, like I think of Pride, and like I think for the longest time I had a not misconception of what Pride was, mm-hmm. but I think it's portrayed in such a crazy way.
Right.
You know, it becomes this bacchanal.
It's like a huge party.
Orgy fest.
Right.
That you know, I remember I went to Pride at like 14 in LA, West Hollywood, and right. I remember being like, this is scary.
It's so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I think the more that I think of it, it's like, I think this is a time to acknowledge who we are, and
right.
And it also does frustrate, like, I didn't notice until this year when I started looking at memes of all things,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, you know, all the year, nothing, and then like Pride, and like all these stores started having rainbows and right. all this stuff. And
all these like companies that like support transphobic and homophobic like yeah. legislation are suddenly like, rainbow flag, goldfish wants you to know that we're proud to have rainbow goldfish. So you, a gay person, will buy them.
Yeah.
And I will, goldfish, but also I see your horse shit.
Boom! Yeah, it's like stuff like that. It's like I was looking at, I don't know. I was like
Hobby
online.
Lobby flying a rainbow flag. You know, and you fully and then, know that they're and then, supporting
like,
horrible shit.
I looked online, and it's like Etsy, like they changed their font to rainbow oh my font, God.
Right.
And it's like everything is like rainbow font, mm-hmm. and it's like, I mean, I get it, but
what is it like though? Like, what does it feel like to be a gay business owner seeing corporations that aren't even run by LGBT people fully flagging up?
It's really weird. And then you know what's funny too is that I think of like, what are my expectations? like
what am I supposed
to
do?
Do I have to have a flag? But then I was like, but I'm gay and I own a business, so like, is that enough?
Right.
And then I'm gonna tell my story of, so like yesterday, mm-hmm. my shop, you know,
your shop,
Old World Emporium.
Oh my God, yeah.
Doing my thing. And this girl walks in and she's like, oh, I've been following you on Instagram. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. And she's like, I loved that rainbow pentacle shirt you were wearing. And I responded, I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. It's actually my only Pride shirt. And she responded, she's like, wrong answer. Her entire demeanor changed.
It's like, it's not a clout game.
And I was like, it was that awkward moment of like, I didn't know how to, I didn't want to ask her why, because I knew that I was going to get shit.
But like, I don't think she would have a good reason for responding like that either.
But, and also, are you obligated to own 46
yeah.
Pride shirts?
Just roughly 46 at least.
Okay.
There is a law.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, sorry.
Is my gay card revoked?
You are no longer allowed to be gay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I
damn.
I hoard small rainbow effigies around my room to keep my lesbian aficionado card. And it's hard. It's hard to keep the number because it keeps rising every year, and every year that you're in it, you need to add like a certain amount more as well.
Damn.
It's very mathematical, but the treasurers will let you know. but it, no, that's ridiculous, dude. And also, what an uncomfortable situation
yes!
to go out of your way to create in
yeah.
that wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was a right one.
I didn't either. And then I was like, I didn't know there was a right one. She clearly was like, it was that weird
judgmental
judgment where she also like, I think there was nothing more to engage. So I just did that awkward, like, I'm going to go, like, sock this in the back.
Thank you.
And I, like, ran away.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. So there was that, but I do think there are expectations for Pride 2. And I'm going to be honest in the fact that and anyone who knows me, you know, personally, I've said this, and it, for those who don't know me, surprise, you know, I call myself the lazy gay. I definitely support Pride.
Lazy. Yeah.
But like, one, I hate rainbows. I know.
Excommunicated.
I'm excommunicated. I do. Well, I hate yellow and orange. So like, it's like, I keep forgetting
you hate yellow. The colors yellow and orange.
I really do. It's just, I don't know.
He just doesn't like
it's
them. Too They're just it burns not as my pal, eyes. Even though we go to Dunkin' constantly.
Well, I love Dunkin'.
And you got it like a
But
McDonald's
there's pink cup, in right? there. There's pink in there. And
it's also orange.
McDonald's has red in there. I don't know. They have enough colors to make up.
Okay, so you can't handle like a fully yellow or orange.
I don't know. The pride flag is just like it's a lot of yellow. It's too much yellow. So that's where I am. But also I think I've been very much I don't know, this is a little weird. I'm very much like, I'm gay, but I don't think I need to wear a shirt that says it. I don't think I need to portray it to the world.
Are you telling
I'm
me
out.
You don't want to advertise?
My homosexuality? No.
You don't want to advertise that?
I don't know.
I don't
like, sometimes.
You don't feel like you owe it to straight people to...
No. No.
To advertise your sexuality?
I will tell you. No, I already do, because when I post a selfie, I do hashtag scruffy gay. Hashtag single gay.
Well,
where the fuck is my boyfriend?
You're trying to
hashtag I'm available.
This is trying to find a man is what you're really trying to do.
Yes,
it's more than advertising. You were trying to find a person through your tags. I like that. So I like that when your tags are red, it is more of like a dating profile.
Yes.
Like the post is business, the tags are your dating profile.
No, absolutely. Yeah. If you read when you read the Instagram mm-hmm. post, that's all business.
Yeah, yeah.
I have my card of the day.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm talking about witchcraft.
I know, I'm on your Instagram.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then when you look at the tags, it's like...
Hashtag gay witch. Hashtag...
hashtag I'm single. Gay. Hashtag find me. Hashtag ask me out.
Hashtag my Grindr user profile should look like this. Please follow this... type in this link. Here's a website fully with my nudes.
I'm not on Grindr anymore, Ivy. I'm above it. I'm
you
looking
rose
for,
above Grindr.
I'm
the forever man.
I'm looking for, you know, like that was so 20.
Now, a ton of people are still on Grindr. If you use Grindr to find love, I'm sorry.
No.
I don't know anyone that uses Grindr or Tinder to find love.
No.
That's to pound down.
No. Pound down. and you know what? Look, I am acting as the hangman because I'm sacrificing Grindr.
You're sacrificing your tags.
I'm sacrificing tags. Well, I'm sacrificing Grindr for my tags to find a better relationship.
I think you're doing the right thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. And I'm going to find a relationship without wearing a pride shirt.
That's it.
Or a rainbow.
Right.
I don't know the proper term.
Wrong answer.
Is it called a pride shirt or a rainbow shirt?
I don't know.
It's pride.
I want to start saying wrong answer to people who are just making statements.
I'm just going to.
After I have also made a statement and not asked a question.
Wrong answer.
I keep thinking about that. She didn't ask a question.
No, you're right. You're right. She didn't.
So I guess you had the wrong answer to something that wasn't a question.
And if you think that we're going to talk smack about people right after they leave the store, you're wrong. That's not true. This was a specific situation. I promise I love all our customers and clients.
Yeah,
and,
no. If any of you have ever worked retail or food service, you understand that sometimes there are just those moments where most people are chill or completely neutral. And then some people have no sense of allowance for another human to have dignity in any way, and they feel as though it is a necessity for them to intrude upon someone else's sense of comfort with exclamations that are largely unnecessary and just made so they feel like when they've left, they've gotten in a one-liner, although looking back, it does not make much sense, and it's made them look like an ass.
Wrong answer.
Wrong answer.
and while we're talking on, while we're on this subject, the other thing that I was going to say too, and of course this slipped in my mind, but when you were talking, I was like, oh, I have this thing to add. What were we going to sacrifice? Sacrifice of magic. I will say, I think working in this shop, I love this shop. As I said before, you know, we cater to like witchcraft and spirituality and, you know, we do readings and things like that. But I do feel it was much easier. Like, I would do my own rituals. I would do my full moon rituals and things like that. And as I became, you know, when I owned the shop, when I opened the shop and things like that, and people became, you know, assisting others, mm-hmm. I feel like I have sacrificed my personal practice mm-hmm. for the assistance of others. And finding that dynamic has been very hard because, y'all, after lighting candles and carving candles for everyone else, the last thing I'm gonna do, I look at that full moon.
Do it for you.
Yes. Yeah. I look at that full moon now, and I'm like, "Girl, work for me. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Just do it.
I see you.
Wash over me.
Wash over me."
Yeah. In a way, I would say. I mean, I talked to you about this a little bit too. Working here has, I don't want to say made me more skeptical, but it's narrowed down my personal beliefs.
Absolutely.
You know, like it's narrowed down the things that I really, really do believe in for myself. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to go super far into that because I don't want to yuck anyone's like personal moments. Yeah. Well, I'll yuck your yum. If you like a food that I think is nasty, I'm just going to say it, but it's not much because I love eating.
I love eating too, but there are a lot of yums that I'll yuck.
Yeah, Dylan has a very limited scope on what he will eat.
I have the taste buds of a 5-year-old.
This man doesn't eat cold food.
Why you gotta put me on blast?
Because
like that?
We started talking about it, and I want the world to know because I just, it blows my mind every day. I'm kind of amazed.
Well, and that's not true. I eat ice cream.
I said, okay.
So, I'm just very weird.
I mean, if you didn't eat ice cream, I'd be worried about you as a person. And I'm glad you do. It's the reason we communicate.
Oh, good. Because yeah. I eat ice cream. No, I just, I'm very picky. That's my sacrifice.
It's true, you're very picky.
So I sacrifice cold food.
You sacrifice the good cold flavors. Wah! Wow.
That even sounded bad in my...
Good cold flavor.
Ew. I sacrifice that. I sacrifice your charcuterie board.
Oh, yeah, I brought a charcuterie board in for lunch today.
And it scared me.
And it scared Dylan. Even though it's mostly like fruit.
I know, but then you had like the little wet meat.
The wet meat? My prosciutto?
Like, yeah, it was icky.
My wet meat?
It was like staring at me.
You don't like my wet meat? I'm sorry, this podcast has like gone full rated R.
It's we gotta put a rated R rating R on this.
Apologies to all of our return listeners as we're getting back into the the swing of things. If we have any wee witches out
cuff
there,
those ears.
You simply shouldn't be listening to this, but you should also. It's very cool.
And you know what I'd like everyone to sacrifice? The term baby witch.
That's right. You hate... Okay, can we talk about why you hate the term baby witch so much?
I will explain. To all the self-identified baby witches, here are my thoughts. One... Mm-hmm. It creates this juvenile, infantile thing that I just hate.
Yeah.
This childlike...
You hate infantilization.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
Which is why you get into my car talking in a baby voice.
Well, duh. Because I can do that. The other thing, too... That's why I say things like donkey. And nuggies. But I hate infantilization of the craft.
Yeah.
And witchcraft and spirituality. The other thing, too, is that I think by calling yourself a baby witch... What you do is you build a hierarchy in witchcraft, mm-hmm. which there is none. Unless you're initiated in Wicca, which is a religion, by the way, or some other aspects of witchcraft, there really is not a hierarchy. So all you're doing is kind of lowering your status as a witch. And I think that it creates a safety net for when you fuck up. And I think that in the craft, that's not really there. It's kind of like, oops, I accidentally hexed someone. Or
you don't accidentally hex someone.
No, but I think it's like, oops, I didn't know to use this crystal. Or, right. Oops, I don't know. Or like, look at me, I'm a baby witch. I just...
It's like, oh, I'm just fresh into
it. It's like, no.
It's like, I get being new to something.
You know when you're a baby witch? When you're a baby.
Right, yeah.
Or like, literal, you know what?
Literal baby witch.
Or if the, little Timmy...
Oh,
yeah.
There's some very small, adorable children.
Cute little baby witches that come
those,
in here.
Those are baby witches.
Those are baby witches.
And they give me such bad baby fever, I could literally...
I know. Croak. Like, when Timmy buys his first cauldron and he's like six... He's a baby witch.
That's a baby witch. He's 6 years old.
When you are 36 and you're buying your first cauldron, you're not a baby witch. You're a fucking witch.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry.
You're just new to it, and that's okay. We all have our levels of understanding.
Between the wet meat and the hate for baby witch, I just see the unsubscribe. The wet, unsubscribe. Wet meat unsubscribe,
baby.
Unsubscribe.
Wet, this episode should be titled Wet Meat Baby Witch.
Please.
Wet meat. Y'all gonna come get your wet meat.
We can send this to our press release.
Yeah, this will be good. Yeah, no, I kind of get what you mean. I think I don't mind it too much because I think it comes from like an online culture thing of like, I'm baby, which is also like my least favorite meme, but everyone's got, I will yuck that yum, but that's just because I like to incite rage. It's one of those things where it's like, it doesn't, I can see why it bothers you, the infantilization, mm-hmm. but for me it's like, as far as witchcraft goes, I don't feel a lot of pressure to educate those people that call themselves baby witches, so it doesn't really put any emphasis on, like, me putting more effort into my communications with them.
I guess. You know, so I kind of... I wish I could be like you.
Yeah, it's... It would make more sense to say, like, I'm new to it than I'm a baby witch.
Yeah.
Also, something about it sounds kind of skeevy sometimes when, like, an adult, fully, like, business casual looks at me and goes, I'm a baby witch.
Or, like, the other day someone came into the shop and was like, I have to get my athame. I need an athame. And I was like, oh, are you into Wicca or Wiccan? And she goes, no, I'm a baby witch. And I was like, okay, well, rule number one, athames are specifically, I mean, the word itself is, it's Wiccan. It's a Wiccan term.
Oh, I didn't know that it was a Wiccan term.
You're going to have a, because you're a baby.
So I'm just going to keep calling them anthems because I can't read or pronounce anything. Dylan called me on it the other day.
This bitch was calling athames anthems.
I want to put this out there. I can barely read. I try my darndest, but your girl's got dyslexia, and if it's the first time I'm saying it out loud, it's going to be wrong.
Oh. Well, I'm a baby reader. She was buying her anthem, and and she was like
Hillary Duff.
She was like, oh, you know, I'm a baby witch, and I was like, oh, okay. Well,
great.
I tried to tell her about the ritual dagger, and I was like, you can call it a ritual. You can call it an anthem if you want, but it's just like all these things, and I don't know. I get very it's hard, and that's why I try. Like,
you're also like a stickler.
I am, but I want to educate. See?
Yeah, you're a stickler you mean well.
I do mean well. And y'all will learn, like, if I ever say something, I don't mean to correct you. Well, yeah, I do. But I don't mean to, I mean it to come from a place of love.
Yeah.
Because I want you to be on your path to your best self.
And, right.
And, you know, I think there are certain things that people should kind of know so they can...
Well, it gives us some, like, historical insight sometimes, too. It's, like, a lot of people will, like, take witchcraft and kind of, like, coincide it with some, like, very New Age things that wouldn't even necessarily fall under the line of craft.
Right.
You know, and that's what we see a lot on, like... I'm sorry, people who love TikTok, but a lot of TikTok information is just, like, blatantly wrong. Like,
absolutely.
You do have to do your research and know your history. Knowing your history about what you're practicing is one of the most important things, period. And if we're thinking about Pride Month still, too, it's also important to know your Pride history.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
You know, it's just one of those things, like, get on it. You're not a baby. You're not a baby for anyone to raise, especially if you're an adult. If you are a literal child, you are a baby.
It's
but
true.
If you are an adult, you are not a baby. period. Like, you're a late bloomer. Sorry. Like, you're not a baby. You're just a late bloomer. And we're all late bloomers in some things. It's not even something to feel ashamed of saying. It's just about that level of, like, accounting for where you are at. And it's okay. Like, but be open to learning. Like, and don't just scroll TikTok to look at people dressed up as anime characters holding rocks.
And don't use TikTok to justify your learning, you know?
Right. It's like, it's a great place to start. If that's where you started, awesome. I'm so glad someone introduced you. But, like, expand.
Expand,
because there's a lot of people doing craft out there that have spent an incredible amount of time, like, really trying to prove themselves because of the positions they've been put into by a particular religious organization that is chosen to monopolize witchcraft as something that is not witchcraft. Boom. And use it for corporate manifestation.
There we go. The other thing, too, is that I think in this time, as we meditate on the wisdom of the Hanged Man, I think it's time to sacrifice your comfort to do self-exploration.
Right, yeah.
Reach out, try something new, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, do new things. If you have passions that you've been tempted to try,
why aren't you doing them? Right.
Yeah, like, why aren't you doing them? And also, I also think with the
don't dip your toes in, dive.
Yeah, dive. I think with the Hangman card, it's also like, I also see it as a card of looking at things through a new perspective.
Yeah.
You're looking at things kind of upside down, looking at things in a new way.
Yeah. It's important to have the shift in perspective. I sometimes read the Hangman card as just something that is unavoidable, has to happen.
Yes.
You know.
In order to get through.
Right. Like, it just has to happen. If you somehow escape your Hanged Man moment, it's not going to be cute. It doesn't come out happily. When we avoid the hard moments, the hard work, the conflict that is like a necessity in moving forward, we're avoiding these aspects of life that allow us to continue to be infantile. They allow us to continue to be babies.
Yeah, if you're gonna stay in baby witch energy.
You remember being called a baby in, like, kindergarten?
Oh, I hate it. It sucked.
Let's bring it back, because that's what baby means to me.
There we go.
So
that's right.
That's baby. Yeah. I guess, unless you have a diaper fetish, happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month. We support the baby fetishes. We support the diaper fetishes. We support them all here. I'm proud of all.
No, really, but you do, kinksters.
You do you, boo boo. You do you.
Love it, and kinksters helped in the making of Pride too. Although,
yeah,
they have a fairly realistic view on what that actually is.
So. And while we might not have a Pride flag in the shop, we do have just two homosexuals.
Two homosexuals.
We have
and then a bunch of in-betweens.
So many in-betweens. We support the they, them, theirs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, all. I'm non-binary, absolutely. Right? This is an actual coming out moment, because I don't think Dylan knew.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, for real.
Okay, explain to me what that means again.
Okay.
Okay. So this is also an LGBTQ lesson.
Okay, so I do not identify as male or female, you know, and that puts a lot of people on a spectrum. Some people use a Kinsey scale, some people use, like, one of those color gradient circles.
Mm-hmm. So what color gradient are you?
I decided not to use that.
Oh.
Or the Kinsey scale.
Or the Kinsey scale.
Ivy. Yeah, I'm just Ivy. I don't necessarily completely identify with being a woman. I call myself a lesbian because I'm attracted to more woman-aligned people. You know, people who are closer to identifying as women than they are as identifying to men. Does that make sense? And it's okay if it doesn't, because you're not in this skin.
I'm not?
In mine.
I'm not?
You're not about to be.
Okay.
Unless we really Buffalo Bill it here.
This will definitely be a conversation we'll have to further have.
Yeah.
Maybe outside of podcast land. But that's right. Wait, so then your pronouns are?
She and they.
Oh.
Yeah, so you use she, her, and they, them pronouns.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm learning it all. All I know is, like, gay and bi.
Yeah, Dylan's growing into it. No, you know more than that.
No, I do. You're really... And I'm very accepting.
He does not give himself any credit, because we literally have, like, a ton of very different people coming into the shop.
And I love them all.
Yeah, and it's absolutely wonderful, and Dylan is absolutely full of shit acting like he doesn't know what it is. he just likes to be explained.
It's my musical theater. It's the acting. But yes, no, and I think here's what I will say that I think is upsetting. Like, mm-hmm. Pride is not just about gay people. It is about people of all different, you know.
Yeah, it's about people all across the board, you know. It's about, of course, like, it's about gay people. Predominantly, when I think of Pride, I go back to that Stonewall movement, Marsha P. Johnson, and her absolute kick-ass crew.
That's right.
Like, it's about fighting. Like, Pride is the party that comes after a fucking fight to just be yourself. That's what the party's about, you know? It's about celebrating the community that comes through a hardship.
Absolutely.
And at least that's how I feel about it. And
if you think of the hangman, maybe it's like the hangman is taking that leap and suspending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Knowing that even though he's jumping, he's going to find that support.
Right. Okay. I have never been to a Pride event.
Oh! I've only been to, like, one a long time ago. Yeah. And so, like, maybe we should go.
I'm going to be real.
Or maybe not.
I don't like parades.
No, me too.
And that's why I haven't gone.
Okay.
I've looked at it, I thought, that's a lot of walking.
Yes.
That's a lot of sun.
It's a lot of walking. So many people.
We're in LA, by the way.
We're in LA. And then
also, Pride happens in June in LA. And it's so hot.
It's so hot.
I used to work in West Hollywood, and I remember Pride going on, and everyone was like, do you want to go after work? And I was like, oh, like... No.
And then they close things off, okay?
Yeah.
And it's like, also,
oh,
I have pride in the support, but why do I have to stand in the heat to do it? Who am I talking to? What is happening?
Right.
And then I'm waiting for a float. It just feels like, to me, it's like, is there food? Is Starbucks nearby?
Is someone going to buy me a house?
Do I have a tent that I can sit in?
Pride Month should be...
Like... That's why
someone buys me a house.
That's where I know Pride Month is. Let me share my Venmo with you.
Yeah.
And for our struggles, you can Venmo Ivy and I.
It's different for everyone. I love the people that are out there partying. Those are oftentimes people who also put in some work into the community too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like everyone does it on different fronts, which is amazing to see.
Yes.
And I love seeing imagery from Pride afterwards, especially following the photographers that I do on Instagram.
Yeah.
Who go to Pride. Thank you for posting it so I can live vicariously through you without the anxiety of
and in the AC.
And in the AC. I can be in the AC and see the beautiful pictures of this wonderful, wonderful community having an absolute party. And just feel loved.
Yes.
You
know? Looking at all the twinks that look the same. From a distance,
which is how I like to feel loved. Looking at all the white twinks
that look the same. Exactly like the same man.
And you keep going, when did he change his shirt? And it's a different person.
It's a different person.
It's fully a different person.
Absolutely. Yeah. But yes, I do love watching the celebration from the AC in my own home under the covers.
Right.
You know? And I think this is kind of the same feeling I get like when it comes to Mardi Gras. Any big event. I'm good.
And that's the sacrifice I make.
I make that sacrifice too. You know what? I am here in this shop recording while probably there's a Pride event going on.
I don't know if... Right now?
I think at this moment there's a parade somewhere.
Somewhere, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
So out there.
Some gay person is on a float.
Some gay person is on a float out there.
Somewhere.
Some gay on a float. If you're some gay on a float listening to this right now, hit us up.
Hit us up. We've already had, what was it? We've already had a mathematician. Yeah, a gay mathematician.
A gay mathematician with the...
What was his name?
Phil?
I think it was Phil.
I think it was Phil. So,
that
yeah,
was amazing.
He hit us up, so apparently we're really manifesting it. I think this person on a float is going to be named... Ruben,
if you are listening to this and you're on a float at a gay event, or you yourself are gay,
or you're about to like really get on the float,
or you're about to really get on the float,
let us know. Not just if you're at home, okay?
No,
but like if you're on the float,
if you are on the float,
or about to get on the float,
or walking next to the
or
float,
or walking beside the float, is
or driving the float,
or you shouldn't be listening to this if you're driving the float. I know that you can probably listen to music.
Safety
and stuff,
first, Ruben.
But there's so much going on at this event, Ruben, that if you are driving the float, Ruben, turn us off now.
Stop, Ruben.
Ruben.
Safety first.
Safety first, Ruben.
So as we get towards the end of our session, let's update you with a few things that have happened at the Old World Emporium. We have overthrown the monarchy. I'm the sole owner of the Old World Emporium. I, as
Shady.
In Mystic Dylan. Woo, woo! So there's that.
Yes.
We have new events coming up. You already missed this, but I'm going to put it anyway. Let me tell you some of the fun that has happened. There was, by the time this airs, there was a margarita night.
If we post this in literally, like... 10 minutes after.
Well, I think we're going to. I'm going to try.
June 11th at 9 p.m. We're hosting a margarita night and a showing of
Practical Magic.
Please do not alert. Who is it? Warner Bros.
Please don't tell Warner Brothers.
Yeah, if you do, you're a narc, and we hate you.
Yeah, Ruben.
Ruben,
stop narking. Also, we have game night. That's spelled G-A-Y-M-E, and that is for LGBTQ. Friends, family, people of all ages.
Right.
So we're going to have board games. We're going to have snacks. We're going to, get chummy with the Santa Clarita Pride people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do those things. So stop in for that.
Yeah, we'll be working with SCV Pride Center.
Yeah, we have a queer witchcraft class coming up.
That will be hosted by Dylan.
Woo-woo!
Yeah, and that will be on June 15th at 7 p.m. That will be hosted in-store. So if you are around, go ahead and pick up a ticket on Eventbrite. If you go to our Instagram, which is at the Old World Emporium, old spelled with an E, you'll be able to find our link tree and all of our events are posted on there. I'm really excited about the queer witchery class. Dylan is taking a dive into history and lore about LGBTQI plus people in witchcraft. It's all about incorporating our love into our work, which I think is really, really important, especially since we've been so removed historically from our past, you know, like our pasts as like people.
It's true. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're at Heritage Square.
That's right. So if you are in the SCV area, in the Newhall area, we will be in Heritage Square, which I'm pretty sure is in Hart Park.
Yes. And NOLA people of Louisiana, 23rd, we will be in New Orleans.
Dylan will.
The Old World Emporium will be in New Orleans. And we have upcoming events, so definitely follow the shop at the Old World Emporium. Once again, I am Mystic Dylan.
And I am Ivy.
You can follow me at Mystic Dylan Official, and you can follow Ivy at
Neat Sword.
Woot woot. Thank you so much. Definitely continue listening. Subscribe, like, share, comment, all that good stuff. It really helps get the word out. We hope we entertained you today, and thank you for joining us for an evening of laughs and learning new things.
And please, if you have any questions, go ahead and shoot us an email at theoldworldemporium@gmail.com or at our Instagram, which is at theoldworldemporium. So thank you so much.
Have a magical day, and remember, life's a witch,
and
so are you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Okay.
We have a special guest. We've resurrected her.
It's your mom.
Hello, my love. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Now, do you have a message for Stevie?
You little bitch. You nasty little skank. Putting all that salt inside my grave. You thought I wouldn't come back. You're wrong. And I'm going to steal your Tiffany's necklace and swallow it. You won't get it back because I'll never shit again.
Oh my god! Well, Steve, that's your message. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good day.